Tony? Hmm? Oh, you were getting up?
Yeah, I was. But John seems to have taken over the bathroom.
It's just
gone 6:30.
What's John doing up so early?
It's his first day working for Brian. Had you forgotten?
Oh, I'm forgotten. Just not really awake yet. Oh.
What?
Oh, I just remembered it's the first day of the school holidays.
I thought you liked having the children at home.
That was before Helen and Kate became best buddies.
Yeah. You're picking up those terrible American expressions she started using.
Well, they all use them, because they watch so much American TV.
Yeah, well, I hope you're not going to let them sit around and watch television for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, Tommy's going to be helping you.
What?
All sorts of things he's old enough to do.
Oh, yeah? Like doing the second cut of silage?
He likes helping.
Well, then why can't he help you? Why's John taking so long?
He's obviously getting ready to impress Brian.
Yeah, well, he'd impress me by getting a bit of a move on.
Honey, don't you want to encourage Tommy to farm?
It's already well encouraging him, but for what?
Just because I think we should put money into expanding the ice cream.
Even if we did buy the farm from the estate when we're offered it, it'll never support John and Tommy.
And Helen?
The day Helen announces she wants to take up farming, I'll put on a striped apron and start scooping ice cream.
If we expand the ice cream business, it's going to take a lot of capital.
Yeah, and I end up leaving my sons a string of ice cream parlours.
Tony, the tenancy of the farm's assured.
What I don't understand is why a woman of your entrepreneurial outlook wants to go on being a tenant all her life.
We'll get other chances to buy the farm.
Not as favourably as now.
We haven't been offered it yet.
Well, it's bound to be a lot less than Lillian wanted.
And what about all the work we've done to it since then?
Oh, yeah? For sale. Flourishing ice cream factory with organic farm attached.
Oh.
Hey, where are you going?
What? Sounds like John's finished in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm first in the queue.
No. I've got a lot to get done before we go fruit picking this afternoon.
Oh, Pat, my time's much too valuable to be spent fruit picking.
We promised Tommy a family outing.
The family that picks together sticks together.
Oh, yeah. Can I come in?
Hope you haven't used all the hot water.
Sorry, forgot we just had an ordinary domestic hot water tank.
Yeah, well, you're not at Brymore now.
I only had a bath and washed my hair.
Have you been using my bath salts?
I told you it was Helen who uses those.
Huh, thought I could smell something.
Now, what would I want with bath salts?
It's aftershave.
Do you mind if I get on with breakfast, Mum? Don't want to be late.
I thought you didn't have to be at Brian's till 8.
He starts harvesting today, so he'll want to get all the other jobs out of the way as soon as possible. I want him to know he can treat me like a real professional. Don't suppose I could have a lift over?
Well, surely a real professional doesn't want to be seen with his mother dropping him off.
Thought it was worth a try. Put the kettle on, shall we?
That's why he was in there so long. He was trying to shave.
I never smelled anything like it.
If Brian used anything that potent on his crops, he'd be prosecuted.
Don't mind telling you, Robin, I was very relieved when the first sample of grain came in at 21. If the sun keeps shining, we might get away with blowing cold air through it.
Those combines of yours seem to be making a light work of it.
Yeah, well, they need to. I'm lending one of them to David and Phil on Wednesday.
Oh, then you don't want any hitches.
I can hear Phil on the phone now saying, Brian, will you promise your combine at 11 o'clock?
You'll need a bit of give and take on both sides.
Right. Let's see what this moisture reading is.
Now, that looks an amazing gadget.
Yes, it works on the principle of resistivity.
Really?
The greater the current flow, the more moisture there is in the grain.
Oh, stop.
What?
Now, you sound ominously like one of the archaeologists we have around the churchyard.
Oh, yeah, I hear you didn't manage to persuade the archdeacon to give you a grant.
Oh, I'm afraid not.
So it's back to money-making.
Money-raising.
Raffles and jumble sales. Oh, good, now it's down to 19.3 already.
What?
See, look. This shows the moisture content.
Ah.
It's coming down nicely.
Oh, right. I was thinking of holding a promise this morning.
What, we all promise to be good?
No. Oh, people promise to do things.
What sort of things?
Well, offering to do someone's ironing for a week, or babysitting, or offering to take someone breakfast in bed.
Oh, well, I can think of some people I wouldn't mind doing that for.
Then the promises are auctioned off.
Oh, but, I mean, could I promise something like a day's free fishing?
Anything you like. I once went to a promises auction when a little girl promised to be nice to her parents for a month.
And I'd be prepared to pay a lot of money for Kate to do that.
Why don't you suggest it to her?
What about Linda Snell promising to mind her own business for a week?
You might find me bidding against it.
And everybody else in the village.
I wouldn't mind Joe Grundy promising to be cheerful for a week.
Yeah, you could have quite a lot of fun with this.
Well, that is the idea.
Will you put me down for a day's free fishing to start the ball rolling?
Uncle Brian?
We're over here, John.
Ah, of course. John's working for you now.
I'm showing him how it's really done. Took you a long time to finish sweeping that yard?
Oh, Jennifer wanted me to help her unload the car.
I'd also pay quite a lot of money for my wife to give up using her credit card for a month.
Well, perhaps I should arrange to take bits on credit cards. John, how are you getting on?
It's okay.
I bet it's a bit of a change from Brymore.
Well, we had a lot of responsibility at Brymore.
Well, you haven't got time to stand around here gossiping. I want you to go down to the hedge at the bottom of Long Field. Do you know which one that is?
The long one?
Well, obviously, but you know which the long one is.
Of course I do.
There are a couple of fertiliser bags caught in the hedge down there. They need collecting.
Can I take a tractor?
What on earth for? You've got a bike.
Well, it's pretty bumpy.
So make sure you wear your cycle helmet.
Okay.
He doesn't seem very happy.
Well, I think he's just a bit overawed by it all. I mean, Tony can't have more than 50 acres of combining all told. And of course, the lads played their usual jokes on him this morning.
What were those?
They sent him to look for a left-handed spanner.
Want to pick raspberries? Go and help them.
Oh, no thanks. Gooseberries will do me. Anyway, I don't think I can stand any more arguments over who watches what.
Honestly, Tony, you're just as bad as the kids when you want to watch something.
But Helen can watch Yanks anytime she wants.
Well, tomorrow she's watching Yanks, and on Wednesday it's Tommy's turn.
I can see we're going to have to get another television.
This morning you were complaining about them watching too much.
Perhaps I can persuade John to buy one with the money he's getting from Brian.
Don't you dare.
Well, it's his money. If he wants to buy a TV, it's up to him. I wonder what he's doing.
I keep thinking that.
Hope Brian's going to train him properly. Yeah, seems funny, John being old enough to start work.
I know.
Yeah, why don't we just put these buckets down for a moment?
Well, Tony, they close at 5 o'clock.
Can't you just talk to me for 5 minutes?
I can talk to you while I pick.
I meant...
I know what you meant. Any excuse not to get on.
No, this is what I meant.
Tony, not here.
Fancy meeting you here.
Oh, Clary, it's you.
Who'd you think it was? Isn't it lovely getting away from the kids for the afternoon?
Tommy and Helen are picking raspberries.
Yeah, the family that picks together sticks together.
Not my family.
You look as if you've been busy.
Yeah, I think I've picked more than I realised.
Well, if you don't want them, we'll have them off you.
If I don't take them home, they'll wonder what I was doing.
What were you doing?
Just keeping out of the way.
You heard from the estate office?
What about now?
Being given first option to buy the farm.
They probably ain't bothered because they know we can't afford it.
Might be asking a lot less than last time.
Tell me, you don't know that.
I thought they had to make as much money through the estate as they could.
Well, yeah, I know.
Truth is, Tony, I just don't care.
I thought the whole thing about going to France was for you and Eddie to buy your own farm.
It was. I should have known all my dreams had come to nothing. Still, I learnt my lesson.
What lesson's that?
The only thing to do is live from day to day.
All you have to do is give her a kick in the ribs.
She won't gallop to the top of Lakey Hill with me on her back.
Robin, you're a vet. You ought to know better than to let an animal know you're frightened of it.
It's a long time since I was last on a horse. And don't tell me it's like riding a bicycle because I'm not going to believe you.
That's it. Just keep her going gently.
Oh, Brian's offered a day at his trout lake for the Promises auction.
You've decided to go ahead with my suggestion.
Oh, someone said that Linda Snell minding her own business for a week might attract a high price.
Oh, if they're going to be those sorts of promises, I'll bid for Jean-Paul to keep his temper for a week.
Oh, he's not causing you problems again.
No, not me. Clary and Eddie.
Oh, dear. Well, that's still not resolved.
She came up to Grey Gables this morning to apologise to Jean-Paul for Eddie's behaviour.
Surely Eddie should do that.
Careful. If you let a head drop like that, you go sliding straight off into that patch of nettles.
Head up, old girl.
No, apparently he won't apologise.
Well, that must be very difficult for Clary.
I felt so sorry for her this morning. She said the only thing she had to look forward to was a WI trip to Norfolk Lavender. Oh, and getting her photos of France.
That's taking a long time to arrive.
Just hope for Clary's sake they haven't got lost in the post. She was so keen to move to France.
It can be very difficult coming to terms with the loss of one's dreams.
Yes, I know.
When I realised that my marriage wasn't turning out the way I expected it to, or even the way I thought it was...
You didn't know what was going on?
Well, when I look back now, I can see all the warning signs.
Why didn't you notice them at the time?
Because I didn't want to. I wanted the myth we created. I couldn't see what I'd done not to deserve it. Oh, hello, Brian. Whoa. Well, I thought you were going to be in your grain store all day.
Obviously not. Have you seen Christine?
She's in the office.
Right.
Caroline's on much the same tack as you for the promises auction. Mm. She wants Jean-Paul to keep his temper for a week.
What's she going to promise in return?
A lot of money for the church floor.
So Cameron Fraser didn't run off with it all?
Brian, I think that's rather a sore point.
Oh, sorry, Brian. I think I can see Christine getting into her car.
Right. Hey, Christine. Christine, can I have a word?
I wonder what's got into him. He was so friendly this morning.
He's jealous.
Jealous? What of?
Brian's someone I don't have very much time for, Robin. Come on. Why don't you see if you can make that horse pick up her feet a bit?
Nigel! Nigel, over here!
Lizzie, what are you doing here?
Meeting you.
Why didn't you tell me when I phoned?
Well, I wanted it to be a surprise.
And it is. It's a lovely surprise.
Well, don't you get a big kiss for driving all this way?
Of course you do.
How was it?
I'll debrief when you've told me all your news.
Well, I've managed to get Nelson to give us a 20% discount on the wine.
Brilliant.
In return for being invited to the launch?
Okay.
Borsetshire Life are going to come and take pictures of everybody. Mm-hmm. Lashings of free publicity. Oh, and Mike Tucker's agreed to come and make more showcases for the rest of the toys next week.
What, Lizzie?
Mind, I can't see.
Who?
I thought I saw Cameron.
Oh.
Silly of me.
Not really. I saw someone who reminded me of you when I was lying on the beach.
Did you?
Yes. And I suddenly felt very homesick.
Look, over there. He does look like Cameron, doesn't he?
I suppose if Cameron had dyed his hair and cut 3 inches off his legs.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought he looked like him, really.
Because you still miss him.
I haven't had time to miss him while you've been away.
You know, if he tried to get back into the country, he'd be arrested and brought to trial.
Yes.
So perhaps it's better that he doesn't come back.
Well, he ought to be made to stand trial. He let a lot of people down very badly.
Good heavens, it's deserted in here.
Yes, I think it's because everybody's on holiday.
Oh, lucky them. Are you and Sid going away?
We're going to try and get a last-minute offer.
There's an awful lot around. I should have thought it was the ideal time to go, with Lucy at home to look after things.
Ah, you're falling into the same trap as Sid and me, assuming she's much more mature than she is.
Oh, yes, I suppose I am.
As a matter of fact, that's why I'm having this afternoon off. We're going to go into Borchester, get some brochures.
Oh, if you want to go now, don't let me stop you.
Oh, it's okay. Sid won't be ready to leave until after the lunchtime rush. And after what she did to Debbie, I can hardly bear to talk to Lucy.
Yes. I hear it's been pretty hard on Debbie.
She was being very magnanimous about it when I went up to see her last week.
It's funny how completely unlike Brian and Jennifer Debbie's turned out.
Oh, I just wish Lucy could be a little more forgiving. I know what happened between Dave and me shouldn't have. But it's over.
Yes, it's funny how people sometimes won't let you forget things.
It's just so petty.
It stops you being able to go forward.
Well, not that exactly. It's just not knowing what reaction you're going to get.
I know. Oh, I don't mean the situation between you and Lucy, but there was someone once I used to see. We knew it had to be over. We both wanted it to be over. But he just doesn't... He didn't seem to be able to forget it. And it won't help me forget it either.
I know what helped me most.
What?
Deciding to forgive myself. Oh, I sound just like Robin.
Don't sound a bit like Robin.
Well,
I think he'd probably agree with you.
£0.74
change,
thank
you. Lucy!
Sorry, Sid, she
ain't
here.
Clary, what you doing here?
Lucy asked me if I could do dinner time.
What?
She wanted to go to Borchester to some meeting.
When did she ask you?
Half 10, why?
Funny, because she waited until I'd gone over to Penny Acid before she rang you.
Oh, well, to tell the truth, Sid, I was glad to come down. Oh, no.
Hello, Joe.
What you doing here, Clary?
Lucy asked her to cover.
I bet you wish now you hadn't sacked Debbie Aldridge.
What can I get you, Joe?
Well, I'd have a pint of Shires and have some at yourself while you're at it, will you, think?
It ain't gonna make it up to me, Joe.
Oh, come on, Clarinda.
No, Joe, I ain't having it. Complaining about my gooseberry jam this morning. Breaking my rock for the same tape was the last straw. I can't get another one.
I'll just go and see how dinner's getting on.
Yeah, you having something nice?
Only fish and chips.
We could just manage a plate of fish and chips.
Yeah, well, you're getting monkfish for your tea. There you are.
Uh-huh. What are you having?
I don't want one, Joe.
Oh, well, Clary, love, I thought this might cheer up. I was going to wrap it up proper for you, but seeing as you're here...
What is it?
Present. Well, why don't you open it and see, eh? I went all the way into Borchester for that. Sorry the other one got broke.
Putting it on with your sticky fingers.
Yeah, well, it weren't my fault.
Oh, Joe.
Yeah, I know he's not quite the same.
Sasha Distel.
Yeah, you can't get other bloke's songs in Borchester.
He was very kind of you, Joe.
Yeah, well, I know you think we don't appreciate you.
Do you mind if I do have that drink?
Yeah, of course not. Yeah, right, I'm looking forward to that fish that Caroline Bone brought round.
It was from Jean-Paul.
Yeah, well, you better not let Eddie know that.
Oh, I've hid it, so Eddie might find it.
Well, put it somewhere as cool.
I brought it down here with me and put it in Sid's fridge. Hello, Cathy.
Oh, hello. Where's Lucy?
She's gone to Borchester.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Hello, love.
Sid, what's Lucy doing now?
Look, we'll discuss it with her when she comes back. Come and have some fish and chips.
Fish and chips? Where did you get the fish?
It was in the fridge.
Not on the top shelf.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Phew, crikey, it's warm.
Surely it was hotter in Barbados.
The East Coast's not nearly as hot as the West one. There's nearly always a breeze off the sea.
Oh, it all sounds like paradise.
It was.
Except for Julia.
Oh, Mummy wasn't too bad. She's much better when we're on our own.
Because she's got you right back under her thumb.
That's not fair.
So what did you tell her?
I'm glad you and Ruth made it up.
Nigel!
I think it's so horrid when families don't get on.
Is that why you agree to everything Mummy suggests?
I just wish you and Shula could make it up.
Careful, Nigel.
Sorry. I'm just a bit tired after the flight, that's all.
I told you you should have let me drive.
Why don't we pull off the motorway and have a bite to eat? I'm longing for a decent steak. They don't seem to know how to cook anything in Barbados except flying fish.
What did you tell Julia we'd be serving at the launch?
I didn't quite get round to that.
I knew it.
No, but I did sort of tell her about the launch.
Nigel!
I didn't want to confuse her with too many details.
Did you tell her we were having functions?
I said we'd got a few things arranged. Why don't I pull off here and we can discuss it over lunch?
If you haven't told her just what's happening, then there's nothing to discuss.
Lizzie, I couldn't. She kept going on and on about how much she hated being in hotels and how she was longing to get back to Lower Loxley where she could have peace and quiet.
She's not still planning to come back.
I'm afraid so.
But that's what you went to Barbados to stop.
I know.
Honestly, Nigel.
She's homesick. I'm sorry, Lizzie. She did promise to ring me before she comes back.
So you could arrange to pick her up at the airport.
Gosh, how did you guess?
When it comes to you and your mother, I have second sight.
In a way, I hope she does hurry up and come home. Her new hotel is costing a fortune.
I'm sure it is.
She insisted on paying extra to have a sea view.
She's hardly going to get that at Lower Loxley.
She wants to move into a room overlooking the lily pond.
Nigel, where are we going?
There's rather a nice little place along here.
Can we turn round, please?
It does the most delicious pork tenderloin.
Nigel!
I wanted to take you there as a treat.
I'm suddenly not very hungry.
Well, I'm starving. I hate that plastic food you get on aeroplanes.
Nigel, I can't bear this. This is where Cameron...
What?
I think we're heading for where Cameron dumped me.
Oh, God, Lizzie, I'm sorry. It's just we were so busy talking about Mummy. Hold on to your seat.
Nigel, you can't do a U-turn.
Can't
here.
I? You just wait.
There's a lot of bargains around.
Yeah, well, let's read these brochures before we decide.
Been trying to think how we could do a bit of matchmaking.
Oh, for Clary and Eddie?
Yeah. Just keep thinking of the way people try to get us back together.
Oh, wasn't it embarrassing?
Still never worked out if we did both really guess the same number of sweets in the jar.
Can you really see Mrs. Antrobus fiddling the numbers?
Yeah, I must admit, I thought it was genuine at the time, but looking back, I'm not so sure.
It's the fate, the weekend after next, we'll have to have another go.
Yeah. Hey, doesn't seem a year since the last one, does it?
Nobody seems to be able to get very excited about it.
Oh, well, I expect Linda Snell is in her bunker, masterminding the whole event at this very minute.
Well, I hope somebody is.
There's Lucy.
Huh?
Lucy!
Oh!
Lucy!
Oh, over there, she's looking round. Yeah. Oh, I don't think she saw you.
She turned around and looked.
Yeah, but it's ever so crowded.
Well, I'm sorry, Cathy, but she deliberately ignored us. I've a good mind to go after her this minute.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, no?
Well, she wants you to go after her.
Huh? Why?
Because if you go after her, you've got to leave me.
Oh, no, no, I'm not doing that. If that's what Madam wants, she'll just have to lump it. She's going to ignore us. We're going to ignore her.
What time is it, Dad?
It's about 5 minutes since you last asked me, David.
Where is that combine?
Oh, give Brian a chance. It's only just 11 o'clock.
Well, if we've got to get it back by tomorrow afternoon, the sooner we start cutting, the better.
It'll be here.
Well, perhaps I'd better just go and ring Brian.
Why don't we just give it another 15 minutes?
I should have known this combine sharing wouldn't work.
Oh, now, come on, David. Give it a chance.
Dad,
I've
been thinking.
Oh, yeah?
About Red House Farm.
Oh, I don't think I can go through all that again.
Well, I thought you wanted the land.
Oh, I do want the land, but not with the house.
Well, look, what if we bought it and then sold off the farmhouse and that land with the poor drainage?
Do you think Ruth would let you do that?
Well, I know she likes the house, but I think that she's finally realised that once the baby arrives, the nearer we are to Brookfield, the better.
Well, I hope you're not expecting your mother and me to be unpaid babysitters.
No!
Good.
No, we'll pay you the going rate.
Ah, here's Ruth now.
Oh. Brian's probably rung to say the combine's broken down.
I've just come to tell you Brian's phoned.
And?
The combine left Home Farm 15 minutes ago.
Oh. All right. Where are you going now?
Back to sorting out the teacup liners that need replacing.
Oh, I'm sorry I had to trek all the way out here.
What we need is a portable phone like Brian's.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Ah, well, think of the time it would save.
I doubt it saves Brian any time at all. He probably wastes half the morning chatting.
I think we should think about it once the baby arrives.
That is a very good point, Dad. What if there was an emergency?
If there was an emergency, the place to ring would be the surgery.
Well, I still like us to have a mobile phone.
What's it going to be like when the peace of the countryside's constantly ruined by the ringing of mobile phones?
Oh, hard luck, Ruth. You'll just have to learn to yodel.
I thought we were having the baby to do that.
Not that I'm old-fashioned.
What are you then, Dad?
I come from a generation that didn't surround itself with noise all the time.
Oh, what about things like cows and sheep?
Oh, that's different. I don't mind those.
Suppose you'd like us to cut the barley with scythes?
Of course not. But it was quite a moment when the binder got towards the centre. Everyone waited for the rabbits and the odd pheasant to make a break for the side of the field.
Yeah, and then the apple-cheeked farmer's wife would come into the fields with a pitcher of cider.
Oh, you can mock. But there was a real community feeling attached to the harvest in those days.
Yes, which we're getting back to with combine sharing.
Oh, quiet, both of you.
Oh, I so love it in the country. It's so quiet and peaceful.
I wonder where Eddie's going in such a hurry.
That's not a hurry for Eddie. He always drives like that.
Has he made it up with Clary yet?
Apparently not.
I don't know why he just doesn't buy her a box of chocolates and forget about it.
Is that how you and Mum make up when you've had a row?
You know perfectly well your mother and I don't row.
You ought to put it in a bottle and sell it.
Yeah, make a fortune at the fete.
Oh, now isn't that a beautiful sight?
He took one look at the combine 16-foot cut and his crusty old heart melted.
I don't know what you mean. My heart's not crusty.
She is a beauty.
Look, Ruth, on your way back, will you tell Bert to hurry up and get a move on with the trailer?
There's a bit over there you've missed.
Kate, I know what I'm doing, okay?
Helen might want to have a swim when she gets it.
You ought to keep this pool covered.
It only gets all these bits in when Dad's combining. John?
What?
Do you like working for Dad?
It's not how I expected it to be.
You've missed a bit there.
Why don't you clean it out then?
Dad's paying you.
You're supposed to be teaching me to farm.
Hello, Kate.
Oh, hi, Helen.
What are you doing here, John?
What does it look like?
Why aren't you driving the tractor?
Because Brian asked me to clean the pool. What's that?
My history project.
Great, you remembered it.
And I watched Yanks twice last night.
Cool.
Yeah, when Dad and I wanted to watch the news.
I know why they were called GIs.
Why?
Government issue. That's what it said in all their kit.
How did you find that out?
I asked Gran.
Overpaid, oversexed, and over here.
What's so funny about that? Sounds just like Torquil to me.
Torquil didn't look a bit like Richard Gere.
Yeah, he's still overpaid, oversexed, and over here. Right, I'm going to tell Brian I'm finished.
What's it say in your project?
Here we are.
Read it.
The American boys were great fun. They really knew how to give a girl a good time. I remember some wonderful nights we spent with them.
Did Gran really say that?
That's why I dedicated my project to her. This history project is dedicated to my grandmother, Mrs. Peggy Woolley. I wish I'd dedicated to Richard Gere now.
Brian's more generous than I thought, lending you his newest combine.
Well, it works to Brian's advantage as well, you know.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
How's John getting on with him?
Oh, he came home full of it last night.
What, how badly Brian was treating him?
Oh, I'm sure Brian's not treating him badly.
What? What about the way he treated Ruth when she was working there?
That's because Ruth's a woman. You know what Brian's like with women.
Yeah. Poor old Ruth spent most of her time fetching and carrying.
Oh, John's been driving the tractor.
Blimey.
Brian must think a lot of him to let him do that.
Yeah. Don't mind admitting, I felt quite proud of him.
I'm not surprised.
Don't tell Ruth.
I suppose he's got it in his blood.
And now Tommy wants to follow in his footsteps.
Yeah.
Two out of three follow you onto the land, Tony. You're a lucky man.
Dad, if any of the others had wanted to farm, Brookfield would never have been able to support them.
That's what I think about Tommy.
Well, when I was growing up, Mum and Dad were disappointed that Jack didn't want to farm. Nowadays, I suppose they'd have been thankful.
Can you see Auntie Peggy as a farmer's wife?
Well, they had the small holding, of course.
It always amazes me that Mum agreed to come to Ambridge when you listen to some of her tales about what it was like in London during the war.
She probably came for the peace and quiet.
David, they're going to need the other trailer.
Yeah, okay, I'm going. You best get down to the grain store, Dad.
Right.
Ah, it's a wonderful sight, isn't it?
Yeah, that 16-foot cut makes all the difference.
Yeah. Wonder how long it'll be before Brian has John driving one of those.
I suspect it'll be a lot longer than John would like.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind having a go at driving that myself.
Oh, perhaps you and John should both go and work for Brian.
You can't say I didn't warn you.
Hi, Ruth.
So, this is what Brian calls a farming experience.
I suppose hosing the horse box is better than cleaning out the swimming pool.
I used to hate doing that.
I wouldn't mind if I just got a chance to swim in it.
You're his employee now, not his nephew.
Yeah, don't I know it.
Don't tell me you'd rather be working for your father.
Dad would give me a lot more responsibility.
Just wait till you have to sit up all night with the lambs. Then you'll get your share of responsibility.
Yeah, and my share of the blame.
You're learning fast. Do you know where Brian is?
Oh, he's gone down to have a look at the fishing lake.
Has he got that sorted out now? It was the most revolting colour last week.
I gather it's getting back to normal.
Good.
I could go into the office and give him a ring on the mobile phone.
By the time he gets up here, or I go down there, it'll be time for me to be back at Brookfield doing the Milton.
What do you want to see him about?
Oh, I've done some very rough figures on what he could save buying his deer nuts from the Cake Corp.
Yeah, that should appeal to Brian.
I'm surprised your dad didn't think it was worth joining.
Well, we can only buy in 20% non-organic feed.
Well, it would still be worthwhile.
Well, I bet your dad didn't want to get involved because of the paperwork.
Oh, the Corp would do all that.
Do you want me to have another go with him?
Would you mind?
Well, if I tell him Brian's going for the deer nuts...
He's not yet.
But he will do the minute he realises the saving.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, do you think Brian would have gone in for all that set-aside if he hadn't been compensated for it? He was grumbling about the off-the-road riding this morning.
How many riders have they got now?
If you want to know that, you'll have to ask Debbie. She and Auntie Chris are going to have a look at some riding scheme tomorrow.
That why you're cleaning the horse box?
Yes.
And I bet it...
I can just imagine Gran snitching around the dance floor to this.
looking up into Con's cornflower blue eyes and whispering, "Never leave me."
Wrong period, Dope. Elvis is 1950s. Gran would have been jiving. Bet she was the biggest raver of the lot. Just think what would have happened if Gran had waited for Con to come back.
What?
We'd be in America now.
I know, let's write to him.
Why?
Well, if we write to him, he might invite us over.
We haven't got his address.
It's in his letter.
Quick, give it to me.
Here you are.
Peggy, honey, I'd have kissed you a lot harder last night if I'd known we were on our way this morning. I guess with the way things are, the best place for you to mail me is back home in Boston.
See?
I've got a better idea.
What?
Let's pretend we're Gran.
And answer it.
Why not? Oh, I wish we'd thought of this earlier. Then we could have got the lackeys to get us some writing paper.
What time is it?
7:45.
I told Mum I'd be back at 6. She'll be doing her nut.
I thought you wanted to write this letter.
I can't. I've got to go home.
You sound just like William Grundy. Sorry, Kate. I've got to go home.
I'll probably get grounded for the rest of the holidays.
Don't be stupid.
I'll probably have to stay in the dairy and help make ice cream. Can I take the letter with me?
No. I'm going to write to Con. Con, honey, I hope you still think of your Peggy.
What time are you expecting the combine back, Brian?
This afternoon.
Bill seemed very pleased with it.
When did you see him?
Last night. I was just coming out of the PCC meeting.
Glad I'm not on the PCC.
I rather enjoy it.
What? Endlessly going around trying to extract money from people?
If people want St. Stephen's, they've got to pay for its upkeep. But I must admit the struggle does seem rather relentless at the moment.
So what wonderful money-making schemes did you come up with last night?
Well, some of us are involved with the fate, of course, but the latest idea seems to be a promises auction. I gather you've already agreed to contribute a day's fishing.
Robin Stokes does seem to have a way of wheedling promises out of one.
I thought he was perfectly charming when he came up to the stables on Monday.
He's obviously a bit of a ladies' man. I mean, look at the way he's got Marjorie Antrobus running around after him.
Thank heavens he has. She shoulders an awful lot of burden for the PCC. Another person who seems to be rather keen on him, though.
Huh?
Caroline. She brought him for a ride on Monday.
Yes, I met them.
He did make a very handsome couple.
Did you offer anything?
Hmm?
For the promises auction?
Oh, yes, 5 riding lessons.
You'll probably get Tuppence Amy for them.
Had girls with rich daddies around here. Oh, and George has offered to play a cornet solo for the person of your choice.
As a threat or a promise?
Well, it would be one way of getting Kate out of bed.
Actually, she's been up for ages this morning. Seems to have got some huge fixation about all things American. She asked me if I wanted my fried egg a little easy. And then she started suggesting pancakes.
Breakfast.
Next thing we'll know is Jenny being sent off in search of maple syrup.
Isn't it maple syrup and waffles?
I'm sticking to eggs and bacon. What is going on?
Dear.
That horse box is blocking the yard.
I don't think she knows how to back it.
When will they learn that this isn't where you park for the off-the-road riding? Left hand down a bit! No, left hand! I'm sorry, Chris, I'm going to have to go and sort this out.
Okay.
All right, give me a chance!
Forward!
What?
Forward! It's all right, Sammy, I'll sort it out.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Hello, Brian.
Caroline, what's this horse box doing in my yard?
Chris and Debbie invited me to try one of the courses for horses set up for you. Could you just shut the door so I can reverse the trailer?
You better move over and let me do it.
I'm quite capable of reversing a horse box. I've just got to get it in.
Sammy's got to get on with work, so just move over.
Brian, you're not allowed to drive.
I'm on my own land.
I don't think that's relevant.
Right.
I thought you were reversing it.
You can't reverse once the wheels are locked.
Sure, I could have done it.
It's just a shame we haven't got all day to let you drive. Okay, now watch. Where the hell is reversing this thing?
You see my problem?
Where did you get this Land Rover from?
Heaps.
Oh.
Right, where do you think I got it from?
I thought you might have got it in Robin Stokes.
Robin's got a Volvo estate.
You can pull a horse box with one of those.
Brian, Robin and I are just good friends.
Like you and I were.
Not like you and I were at all.
Right, here you are.
Thank you.
I'm glad we sorted that out.
So am I.
Next time you bring a horse box up here, don't park it in the middle of my yard.
Oh dear, doesn't she?
shouting at her, is he?
I think he's very pleased.
Honestly, he is so rude to some of the riders.
Why is it that most of the women who tow horse boxes don't seem to be able to reverse them?
Brian, that's not fair.
I spend half my time sorting them out.
But one yesterday and one today.
I may have escaped your notice, but I'm trying to get the harvest in.
Oh, hello, Caroline.
You ready to go?
Yeah, as soon as Auntie Chris is.
I'm ready. Then let's go.
Oh, Debbie, would you like me to drive the double horse box?
Oh, do you mind?
Not at all. Bye, Brian. Bye, Dad.
Goodbye, Brian.
Caroline, enjoy your ride.
I'm sure I will.
Good morning, Mr. Pargeter, and welcome to Lower Loxley Hall.
Thank you, Miss Archer.
Now, if you'd just like to collect your name tag and information pack from the table over there...
You don't think that sounds a bit casual?
What?
We're just expecting people to pick up things from the table.
That's the way everyone else does it.
Yeah, but don't we want to be different from everyone else? I think it would be better if you just stood there and handed things out to people when they arrived.
Yeah, and then what happens if I have to go off and answer the phone or something?
All right, I see your point.
Where should we go back to?
Oh, go back to me arriving.
Good morning, sir, and welcome to...
Last time you called me Mr. Pargeter.
I know, but I just remembered that if you'd only just arrived, I wouldn't know your name.
But you call people by their names once they're wearing their name tags. Oh, my God.
Nigel.
It's a mummy.
It's probably the stationer's.
It's a mummy. I can feel it in my bones.
What are you doing?
I'm just going to peek out of the window to make sure. I can see her suitcase.
Oh, no.
Quick, Lizzie.
What?
Look, we've got to get all these things out of the way before she sees it. Now then, you go back to Brookfield and lie low.
What?
Just while I get mummy sorted out.
Nigel, if you send me home just because your mother's arrived, I'm never coming back.
Please, Lizzie.
You haven't told her anything about me, have you?
Nigel.
That sounds to me more like Kenton than your mother.
It can't be. I saw her suitcases.
Oh, very funny, Nigel.
I did.
Hi, Kenton.
Is Mama going to let me in? Of course. Lizzie, open the door.
Oh.
I was beginning to think you were out. We were busy.
We were having a dummy run.
Of what happens when a cough and sea arrives.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
Where did you get those suitcases?
These? They're the ones Elizabeth gave me, to take the dolls to the dolls' hospital.
And they're back, great.
I'm afraid they haven't been.
Then what's the point of bringing them back?
The waiting list is 3 months.
What?
I thought you'd rather have them back as they were than have empty showcases next week.
Yeah, quite right, Kenton.
Oh, these folders are pretty flash.
They're supposed to tell you all you need to know. Where the loos are, how to make external calls, and so on.
Looks like some of the manuals we used to get on board ship. You always found they left out half the crucial information.
What sort of information?
Oh, certain sets of steps were one way only, that sort of thing.
Kenton?
Yeah?
Are you doing anything today?
Nah, not much. That's why I brought the dolls over, to get out from under Nelson's feet. He seems to find me more of a hindrance than a help when he's got big customers coming in.
How do you fancy being a guinea pig for the day?
What? I put you both through your paces?
Yes.
Huh. Well, I suppose it's as close as I'll ever come to a conference proper.
Right. Then Miss Archer here will just make you out a name tag.
Christine, how about you?
Oh, I shouldn't.
Oh, go on, Auntie Chris, I said that.
One little bit of quiche won't hurt you. We have noticed I'm rather broader in the bean than you, but... Oh, go on.
Good.
It is delicious.
Pass your plate. I'm glad we have this picnic after our ride.
There you are. Thank you.
I don't think Tolly would have been able to get me over the jumps.
You're still pleased with him?
Oh, he's really a handsome prince in disguise.
Oh, you know him.
They always know. Take it from me. He liked going round a different course.
So did Ippy. Good horses do get bored quickly.
I've only been round the home farm course 4 times. I swear to you, he's already anticipating some of the jumps.
Do you think that's why people aren't joining?
I think that's one of the reasons.
Is, Brian one of the others?
Brian? What do you mean?
He got cross with you this morning.
Oh, that. I was making a pig's ear out of backing that horse box.
And yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
Oh, a new member came over from Pennyhassett and I'd arranged for her to pick up her armband and stuff from Mum. Only Mum decided to go for a swim. And the poor woman went wandering all over the place looking for someone to help her.
Why didn't she just down tools, have her ride, and then go back to the house?
Oh, I don't know. But Dad was so rude to her when she got her car stuck.
Well, she probably didn't realise how much the farm vehicles come through that yard.
Yeah, but she was a customer. He shouldn't have been rude at all.
Sometimes it's very difficult not to be.
Yeah, I learned that working at the Bull.
If you aren't rude back, though, it always rebounds.
Oh, I found that.
I always seem to upset the couples who come to see if Grey Gables is a suitable place for their daughter's wedding reception.
Oh, did you know Elizabeth and Nigel are thinking of doing wedding receptions?
Oh, Nigel's being very enterprising.
Oh, everyone has to be in the current climate.
Mm. Well, that's why I think we should join Courses for Horses. I mean, it makes sense. We pay them a fee and they find the customers. Better than trying to do it all ourselves.
Oh, I agree. Now, does anyone want any more before I start packing up the picnic?
What picnic? There's nothing left.
Jean-Paul will be pleased. Oh, Debbie, pass me those forks.
Right. Does he do picnics like this for the guests?
No. Well, they get hard-boiled eggs, three bridge rolls with assorted fillings, a packet of crisps, two pieces of fruit and a slice of flapjack.
Has Jean-Paul got over Eddie hitting him yet?
What he's not got over is Eddie failing to hit him.
I thought he ducked.
No, he did. But now he's realised how much attention Eddie's hands get.
And Eddie still hasn't apologised.
No.
Oh, poor Clary.
I thought she looked very miserable when I saw her in the shop yesterday.
Oh. When I went up to Grange Farm on Tuesday, she was so upset I had to finish making her jam.
Now, what it needs is for Eddie to do something really romantic.
Like what?
Well, like buying her some perfume or something.
That's not romantic.
Don't you think so?
Eddie probably wouldn't know the difference between perfume and aftershave. Right. I forgot everything.
Oh, you've forgotten the glass.
Oh. Right, well, I'm going to get back.
Listen, thanks for coming.
Oh, no, thanks for inviting me. I enjoyed it. I think Courses for Horses is a good idea.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye. I could eat that picnic all over again.
What, now?
No, in 3 or 4 days' time. And I'll live on bread and water meanwhile.
Oh, it was nice of Caroline to bring it.
Well, it's a shame she's got to get back.
It must be quite nice, though.
What?
Well, being able to juggle your hours about the way she can.
Well, surely you can juggle yours.
Dad doesn't think so.
Well, just because Brian asked me to come with you and look at the setup here,
he thinks it's my fault that people aren't turning up in droves.
Has he said that?
No, he thinks my marketing strategy isn't right.
But you've targeted just about everywhere.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I just feel I can't do anything right at the moment.
Oh, Debbie.
Sometimes I think I was wrong not to go back to university.
Well, surely you can still go back.
No, I begged Dad to let me run the off-the-road riding, and I'm going to see it through. Oh, it's just that sometimes...
Sometimes what?
Well, I don't want to go back to Exeter, but, well, I'd like to be able to do all the things I did when I was there.
Peter always says it's hard coming back to a small village.
I just like some surprises. You know, like going into Nelson's and meeting someone really nice.
That'll happen.
It's not that I want a boyfriend. I just want someone to have a bit of fun with.
Kenton?
Oh, hello, Brian.
You haven't seen my combine by any chance?
We're not here to chat. I haven't been near Brookfield today.
Why are you wearing a name tag?
He's attending a conference.
Well, then what's he doing here?
I've come to fish.
But the fish won't be ready till next month.
No, he hasn't really come to fish.
Anyway, you haven't got a permit.
Yeah, but Lower Locks he has. You see, Kenton's being a guinea pig conferencee. Mm. You know, checking the master plan for faults.
I'm helping Nigel and Lizzie get the whole thing watertight.
Take it from me, it'll never be watertight.
Oh, once we've ironed out some of the flaws we've discovered today.
You'll find others.
At least you won't be sent in the wrong direction as you turn out of Lower Locksley. If I hadn't known the area, I might have gone miles in the wrong direction.
I thought the off-the-road riding was cast iron, and do you know how many members we've got?
107?
Wrong.
Am I warm?
6. One of those is threatening to resign.
Nigel, do you think we'd better get on?
Yes, we're supposed to be timing how long it takes to get to the lake.
Yeah, but why don't you park next to the lake?
Because it says here I've got to sign in.
At the lake?
Well, there isn't anywhere to sign in at the lake.
Well, that's because we haven't built it yet.
Oh, well, that's all right then. I can cross it off my clipboard.
Are you both following him around?
Both.
Isn't that Elizabeth?
Oh, I thought she'd been left to man the phones.
She had.
Well, I'll leave you to get on with it.
Well, if we come up with any more hitches, we'll let you know.
Thanks.
Come on, Kenton.
Aren't we going to wait for Elizabeth?
We don't want her to think we've spent the day standing around chatting.
Nigel! Wait!
I want a word with you.
Sorry, what was that, Lizzie?
I've just had the most extraordinary telephone call.
Not someone wanting to cancel, I hope.
Why don't I just take this stopwatch and see how long it takes me to walk round the lake?
Kenton, what a good idea.
Yeah, but we don't need to know how long it takes to walk round the lake.
We do now.
If you say so, Lizzie.
All right, thanks. I'll meet you back at the car.
What's the matter, Lizzie?
Nigel, do you really not know?
Is it Mummy?
From our conversation, it was quite obvious you hadn't told her anything about what we've done at Lower Loxley.
I told her we'd got a fax machine.
Is that all?
I thought she might want to get in touch.
Yeah, she wants to get in touch with you now, all right.
Why, what have you said?
I told her you were out checking your conference programme.
What?
And that if she wanted to book the place, we were full until the year 2000. And that if she wanted to make an appointment, she should phone up and ask for me by name.
Lizzie, you didn't. What did she say?
I don't know. I put the phone down before she burst my eardrum.
Oh, Eddie, I just scrubbed that bit.
Sorry, love.
And that bit.
I don't know why you bother cleaning the floor. You know it's going to be dirty again as soon as the boys get back from school.
Well, I wouldn't need to keep on cleaning it if everybody in this family wiped their feet.
I did wipe them.
Oh, then what's that footprint doing?
We're not the ideal home, you know.
I don't know, just...
Why don't you come and sit down?
No, Eddie.
Please, love.
I ain't doing nothing for you till you've done one thing for me.
You ain't still going on about Jean-Paul.
I shall go on until you apologise to him.
I didn't even hit him.
Well, if you don't want to apologise to him, it's up to you.
Why don't I make us both a nice cup of tea?
No, thanks.
I just want us to sit down and have a little talk. I've been making plans.
I'm sick of plans. I don't want to hear nothing about them.
How do you fancy a champagne breakfast?
What?
Upon landing, you and your partner will be served a champagne breakfast.
No thanks, Eddie.
Gary, you've got to have booked it.
But what?
Take to the skies and let your happiness soar above the Borsetshire landscape.
What happiness is that then?
This balloon trip.
What balloon trip?
I booked it for next Friday. I've got it all arranged with Dad. He's going to do the milking and get the boys off to school.
I'm busy next Friday.
You can do all the chores when you get home.
Yeah, when I get home from the WI trip to Norfolk Lavender.
No, you don't have to go on that. This is just the two of us.
I'm looking forward to it.
So am I.
I'm in Norfolk Lavender.
Find someone to go in your place. Just think of it. You and me.
You'll be going on your own.
What's the point of me going on my own?
You tell me.
I've just got to fill in this form.
Oh, Eddie, will you listen to me?
How much do you weigh?
What do you want to know that for?
I've got to put it down on this form.
Oh, no, you don't.
It's so they know how much weight they've got in the basket.
Well, I'm not telling you.
What if I just put 12 stone?
Don't you dare!
Bet they know everybody lies a bit.
Eddie, I'm not lying when I say I'm not going.
Why not?
It's not safe.
Insurance is all included.
And what good's that going to be for the boys if I'm dead?
They'll collect millions.
No, Eddie.
You needn't be frightened with me. I'll hold your hand.
I don't like ice.
You can shut your eyes.
Well, there ain't much point in me going if I've got my eyes shut, is there?
Clary,
you want to go on a flaming balloon trip, you'll just have to go with Joe. Because I don't want nothing to do with you until you've apologised to Jean-Paul.
Good heavens. I thought the pool would be packed.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Archer.
I suppose it's because so many people are on holiday.
Oh, that man's just getting out, so it looks as if you'll have the whole place to yourself.
I haven't gone for a swim. Nigel asked me to pop in and see if he'd left his stopwatch here yesterday.
Yes, he did. It's at reception. I meant to ring him.
I've got to give it to Elizabeth and she'll give it to Nigel.
Ah, is this their day in the life of a conferencee?
Yes.
Did you hear how disappointed Kenton was? He wasn't allowed to spend the night here.
Yes.
But did they get everything sorted?
Elizabeth seemed to think they'd iron out most of the little things.
What about the big one?
The big one's Nigel's mother.
Oh dear.
Nigel promised Elizabeth he'd tell his mother that she was his marketing manager.
And knowing Nigel, he didn't.
No. Then she rang Nigel to say she'd decided to stay on in Barbados after all. But as soon as she realised Elizabeth was working at Lower Loxley, she changed her mind and decided to come home.
Oh, dear.
Caroline, there you
Hello,
are.
Hello, Eddie.
Mrs. Archer. Cathy.
Hello, Eddie.
Caroline,
Do you think I could have a word?
Well,
if Eddie wants a word with you, why don't I help Jill?
Oh, right. Thank you.
Thank goodness for that.
Eddie, what's happened?
Jean-Paul says he won't accept my apology.
Why?
He just says there's no need to apologise. It was a crime of passion.
Oh, how romantic.
But Clary says she won't have any more to do with me until Jean-Paul's accepted my apology.
Oh.
Yeah, so you've got to come and make Jean-Paul listen to me.
Eddie, I don't think anyone's ever been able to get Jean-Paul to listen to them when he didn't want to.
Then what the heck am I going to do?
What's the title of the concert again?
An evening of movie romance.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, Kathy and I should have a good night out. I've got the programme somewhere. Here you are.
Thanks. Lara's theme from Dr. Trafalgar. Sarah, my wife, always like that.
Kathy likes the one from Casablanca.
You must remember this.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, come in, Clary, it's open.
Oh, hello, Robin.
Clary, I've just had the pleasure of looking through your photos.
Oh.
I wouldn't mind a copy of that one of the Flying Scotsman.
If you want them, Sid, you can have them.
Do you know, until they came up here to see me, Sam and Oliver had never been on a train.
Tell you what, why don't I get a couple blown up to sell at the Promises auction?
That's a good idea.
I was going to send them back, see if we could get ours in return. I mean, someone somewhere's got all my pictures of France.
Right, Sid, so you're promising a barbecue and two photos of the Flying Scotsman.
Would you like some jam?
Well, for the fete or the Promises auction?
Oh, I hadn't thought about the fete.
Eh? Well, what about the tea tent?
No, Sid, I can't.
But Linda Snell said...
It's a good thing Linda Snell's promising to mind her own business for a week.
She hasn't actually promised it.
Joe told me she had. Phil Archer told him.
And who told Phil?
Oh, dunno.
Tony told me.
Oh, dear. This does rather seem to be getting out of hand.
Anyway, I'm afraid you'll just have to find someone else to do the teas.
Well, I must be on my way.
Have you got a date for the Promises auction?
Not yet, but I hope it'll be sometime next month.
Uh-huh. Right, Clary. Betty's going to be in about 6 p.m. and Lucy's promised to be here by 7.
Right.
Now, if Lucy's not here on time, I want to know. I know it's not fair asking you to tell tales out of school, but it's not fair of her to leave you and Betty on your own.
Well, I'm sure we'll manage.
I mean, you know what Friday night can be like, especially if there's a lot of people in the garden.
I do envy you. An evening of movie romance. Why can't my Eddie think of that instead of stupid balloon trips?
There you are, Clary.
What do you want?
Sorry about this, Sir Sid.
No. Don't mind me. I've got to go anyway. Take your time.
Thanks, Sid.
I've been and apologised to Jean-Paul.
And?
Well, that's the difficult bit. He said he wouldn't accept it.
Probably because he didn't think you was really sorry.
He said it was a crime of passion.
Crime of passion? My foot, you was jealous.
Very
good. I'm sorry, but it ain't good enough.
What?
You ain't made no apology until it's accepted.
Robin, why don't you sit down? You're right in my light.
Sorry. I'm just fascinated how a few lines can become a picture of the church.
I'm out of practice.
That's not how it looks to me. If I sit down, will you tell me how your week's been?
You're the one who's had the triumphant week.
What? Not falling off my horse on Monday?
No. Getting Linda Snell to promise to mind her own business. Mr. Wood is determined to buy it at the auction.
She hasn't promised anything of the sort.
No, I've heard it from everyone.
It's a joke Brian Aldridge made, which has got rather out of hand.
Brian's jokes have a tendency to do that.
Do they?
Sometimes.
I suppose he was very different before his illness.
Must be very frustrating. Mm.
Especially when, by all external appearances, he's so vigorous.
Do you think the tower bears a distinct resemblance to the Tower of Pisa?
It does look like a rather distant third cousin.
Leaning Tower of Ambridge. Oh, no.
What?
Eddie.
Hello, Vicar. How do you feel about a couple of balloon tickets for your auction?
Well, that's very generous.
You ought to be able to make a bit of money on them.
Yes. Going rate for a balloon flight's about £100.
And I'm prepared to let you have them for what they cost me.
How much was that?
Well, let's just say I won't be doing myself any favours if I let you have them for £25 each.
Eddie, I'm afraid the Promises auction is...
You can have the tickets now if you like.
The church can't afford to buy them.
You know, you don't have to give me the money now. I don't mind waiting until after the auction. Mind you, if you could give me a bit on account...
Sorry, Eddie. Everything has to be donated.
Oh. I'll let you have them for £20 each. That's what I paid baggies, mate.
He was going to propose to his girlfriend during the flight.
Oh, that sounds very romantic.
The trouble was, she suddenly turned round and told him she had a husband and three kids. Well, I can say she was lucky she didn't tell him next Friday when they were up in the balloon.
Well, surely Clary...
Robin, Clary's going to Norfolk with the WI next Friday.
Clary seems to prefer the WI to me.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true.
We won't be having the auction for 3 weeks, so if the balloon tickets are for next Friday...
If Clary had come ballooning with me, I could have taken her to Norfolk Lavender another time.
I don't think lavender blooms in December.
If she wants to see lavender in blossom, she's only got to look out of our front window.
Well, I think the trip is part of the adventure. Marjorie is full of the romance of it all.
Romance?
Endless fields of lavender gently blowing in the breeze. If I could have afforded any more time off, I'd like to have gone myself.
I'll go.
Where?
To Norfolk with the WI. Caroline, who do I have to see?
I think Jill Archer's responsible for booking the bus, but...
Right. When Clary sees that I'm prepared to put up with the old biddies in the WI...
Eddie, if you use words like that about them, I don't think they'll allow you on the bus.
I'll take my guitar. I'll give them a sing-song on the way down. Oh, thanks, Caroline.
Oh, dear.
He's obviously keen to get into Clara's good books.
I don't think he's going to endear himself to the WI.
Now, what I don't understand is why they're going to Norfolk the day before the fete.
I don't think they were thinking of the fete when they booked it.
I was wondering if we shouldn't postpone it.
What?
Except we need money for the church as soon as possible.
It doesn't sound as if it's going to raise much money.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
I expect everyone will rally round in the end.
Clara's just offered to donate some jam.
Not gooseberry, by any chance?
Yes.
She couldn't get it to set when I was up there on Tuesday.
And you came to the rescue?
Oh, it just needed to keep boiling. The fruit was a bit overripe. I'm sure the fate will be all right. I remember last year...
That was the first time we met. Though I don't think I was the attraction.
No, you weren't. It's just that Patch reminded me so much of Charlie.
How would you feel about taking Patch for a long walk?
Oh, I'd love to. When?
Tonight. After I've popped up and had a word with the bell ringers.
Oh, you're coming too? Oh,
you can take Patch on her own if you like. But that would mean abandoning me to the church accounts.
Certainly where those mosquitoes haven't been yet.
It's what comes of sitting by a lake.
It's a good thing the chemist was still open.
Yeah. Sorry, it's not very romantic.
What isn't?
Watching me dab myself with calamine lotion.
Ow.
Oh. I'm so looking forward to that concert.
Oh, it's frozen anyway.
I told you to take a jumper.
If you'd stayed at the end, there probably wouldn't have been anything left of you.
Oh, thanks.
Where's your wife, Mr. Burks? Oh, sorry, officer. The mosquitoes have eaten her.
There. At least that should stop me scratching.
So, now what?
Oh, what do you want to do?
Well, how about an Indian takeaway?
And take it back to the boat?
No. No way.
Well, you mean sit in the car and eat it?
Yeah, why not?
Well, sitting in the car in the middle of Bolchester having a takeaway is hardly what we planned.
That's what I planned. Evening alone with you.
Why don't we go home and have an omelette?
Give me one good reason.
Lucy.
In one. She's going to be so pleased that we had a dreadful evening.
Then we're not going to have one. Look, can I suggest something?
Yeah, what?
An 18, a 37, a 40 and a pilau rice.
But you don't know what you're getting.
No, but it'll be fun finding out.
Sorry to bother you, Mrs. Archer, but I wondered if I could have a word.
Eddie, do come in.
Thanks.
It's cold this evening.
Yeah. I'll just give me feet a bit of a wipe.
I wish I could persuade mine to do that. They seem to think that floors clean themselves. Would you like a cup of coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm not stopping.
You look very smart. You going out somewhere?
No. Just thought I'd get cleaned up a bit, that's all.
If you want to see Phil, he's asleep in front of the telly.
No, it's you I've come to see.
What about?
I want to come on the trip to Norfolk.
But that's the WI.
Well, Clary's going.
But you're not in the WI.
How much does it cost to join?
I don't know if you can join the Women's Institute, Eddie. Oh,
please, Mrs. Archer.
If you want to go to Norfolk Lavender, couldn't you go another time?
But Clary's going next Friday.
I've already got a waiting list if anybody drops out.
My marriage is at stake.
I'm very sorry, but it's not the fault of the WI.
Mrs. Archer. You wouldn't want to see William or Edward coming from a broken home.
I suppose
suppose I could put you on the waiting list, but I'm not very hopeful.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Archer. You won't tell Clary?
No.
When she sees me getting on that bus with my guitar...
Your guitar?
If you find me a place on that bus, I'll give the WI the best sing song of their lives.
Was written by Louise Page, and the agricultural story editor was Anthony Perkin. It was directed by Kerry Davis in our Pebble Mill studios, and the editor was Vanessa Whitburn.